USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign advisor, sentenced to just shy of 4 years in prison. The charges not related to the Russia investigation, but stemming from bank fraud and filing false income tax returns. In other news, support from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump scheduled to head to Alabama. He will visit families in Lee County who lost loved ones in the massive tornado, whose homes also destroyed. Alabama Senator Republican Richard Shelby revealing how he'll vote on the Democrats' attempt to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico.
I'm going to vote with the president, and I'm going to vote no on disapproval, because I believe the president has some constitutional rights and some statutory rights to do some things in an emergency.
Shelby, a guest on Fox News, the declaration aimed at funding construction of the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The Justice Department conducts the largest ever worldwide elder fraud sweep involving more than 260 defendants, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Many of the defendants are being charged with being involved in technical support fraud as the criminals trick victims into giving remote access to their computers. But it's a guise of getting financial information. Attorney General William Barr.
This is a particularly despicable crime because it's a massive and growing problem. And it's despicable because the people involved are vulnerable, and because of their stage in life, they don't have the opportunity frequently to recover.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy reacting to the anti-hate legislation vote on Capitol Hill, the House passing a resolution 407-23.
Do not make history right about our time with these 2 years, that the most we've ever done is that we had to keep bringing resolutions to the floor to tell people anti-Semitism is wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the Nasdaq down 84, and the S&P 500 off 22. Facebook reportedly looking to beef up privacy for users, USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Facebook is continuing to move towards more and more privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward a privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Magid is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Magid was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A couple from Wisconsin facing legal trouble for taking a trip to the gym despite being quarantined for measles. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Authorities in Milwaukee charging Jeffrey Murawski and his wife with violating a quarantine order last week. The county health department had ordered Murawski to stay home until he wasn't contagious. Prosecutors say he decided to go to the Gold's Gym to work out anyway, and the 57-year-old had his wife drive him to the gym. He said he left after a few minutes because he began to feel guilty. Now he and his wife are due in court on the 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.